It's the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And this week, we welcome back the one, the only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Doing all right, Rocco. Thanks.
Good to hear. Wanted to start with a story that came straight from the man himself, you, Dave. This was in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, and you know, it seems like in the last year and a half, 2 years, maybe even longer than that, truthfully, you get some debate and arguments over the actions of police officers on social media and everything, and I don't really think there's much debate here, as there was a potential loss of life over at the Charles Berry Bridge in Lorain, but fortunately, a State Highway Patrol trooper was in the area and saved a man's life, you could say. What happened here?
So in this particular situation, it was kind of a situation where it was right place, right time. Trooper Michael Wirsch was headed to Lorain Municipal Court, and he was on his way over there when some passerby flagged him down and said there was a gentleman standing on the edge of the railing of the Charles Berry Bridge right there on East Erie Avenue in downtown Lorain, who looked like he was threatening to jump. So this is an 18-year-old man who was out there, you know, over the railing. So Trooper Wirsch pulled over, went over and engaged with the man, started talking to him. And as some Lorain police officers rolled up, Trooper Wirsch was able to grab the man and hold him and with some help pull him back over the railing. Definitely a life-saving situation there, where the man wasn't injured. And basically, they were able to get him to the hospital to get him the treatment that he needs. Obviously, he was having a really, really bad day, but fortunately, the quick actions of passerby, Trooper Wirsch, and some Lorain police officers were able to stop him from doing what it looks like he planned to do.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's very good to see the officer there. Like you kind of said there, to kick that story off, right place, right time, and you'd hate to see a life coming to an end just because of a bad day, like you said there, Dave. So good to see him getting the help that he needs, as you pointed out there, and at the end of your article pointing out, you know, he did get to the psychiatric hospital, got an evaluation and all that, so obviously... hoping for the best for that young man moving forward. Another one from you, Dave, actually going back to late last week. The Visit Lorain County website, if you went there, well, you wouldn't really find much about visiting anywhere, much less Lorain County. Instead, you might be able to gamble a little bit. What were the details with this one, Dave?
So in this situation, but for paying to re-up the domain name that it had, Lorain County didn't spend the money to basically get visitlorainecounty.com re-upped, you know, for another amount of time. That's the website of the Lorain County Lorain County Visitors Bureau. And instead, if you go there, it now redirects to an online Indonesian language poker website hosted somewhere in South Asia. And Commissioner Matt Lundy had brought up the issue, and he said, "This is really embarrassing. You know, this is a black eye for the county. Instead, if you want to say, type in Visit Lorain County on Google, because you're planning to visit Lorain County, you'll get this. You get this website where you can play. You know, as long as you understand, the Indonesian language, you can play poker instead online with people around the world. And this is something he said was a real concern of his." On the other hand, County Administrator, you know, Tom Williams and Commissioner David Moore were saying that, look, we're trying to move the county away from having .com websites, from having, you know, from having extensions that are .com, more to .gov, .gov, or .us, just basically to make them a little more professional so that people know that this is a legitimate website. You know, this isn't just somebody who said, oh, I'm going to pick LorainCounty.com. I'm going to pick Elyria.com or Lorain.com in order to try to, you know, make money off of something, or do what they call sometimes they call this cyber squatting, mm-hmm. where somebody will buy a domain name and then sit there, and if this happened to a baseball team, you know, the Elyria Aces or something, they would say, hey, that's our name, and the person would say, okay, well, if you want that name back, you have to pay me money, and it's basically free money. I mean, it's one of those things where if you want this domain name, if you want this thing that's part of your brand, you're going to have to pony up money to get it back. And the county basically said, well, we're not going to pay the $1,000+ that it would cost us to try and get this back from the person. We're just going to move forward. And Commissioner Lundy was saying, look, if, you know, we want to protect our brand, if we want to be able to encourage people to visit Lorain County and find out where they can get hotels and what the local tourist destinations are, then basically we really ought to keep that website. You know, it would cost about $18, he was saying. But you know, Commissioner Moore and County Administrator Williams were saying, you know, we're just trying to improve our website design, try to fix some of our websites. They were difficult to update. They were difficult to navigate, and to get anything additional onto those sites was really a struggle, because they've been around for a while and they just weren't very user friendly is what the alternate argument was.
Okay, so from the sounds of this one, it was basically an okay, we need to renew this. Would have cost what, $18? I think you just said it didn't get renewed, so now it ends up costing $1,000, and now it's just sort of become, well, we want to go away from that .com anyways and maybe move into a .gov or something more along those lines. Is that pretty much the summation of that?
That's pretty accurate, yeah.
Okay.
It's a good summation of the story.
Yeah, that was quite the entertaining one late last week, and it was just, you go to visit Lorain County, you punch it in on whatever search engine, and boom, Indonesian poker website. And I was like, okay, that's certainly something. So yeah, quite the interesting story there. Great work out of you, kind of uncovering the details on that one. So again, we're on the local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram is our guest. Dave, what do you and your colleagues have coming our way over at the Chronicle this week?
Well, we're going to have some more stories, especially we're working on a story. We have sort of a local story based off of the sort of the national COVID-19 response, where Johnson & Johnson's been having some issues with negative reactions to its one shot vaccine.
Yeah.
There've been some reports that there's an increased incidence of blood clots with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and some of my colleagues have been digging into that today just to find out kind of, you know, what that means for locals, for people who might be getting that vaccine. And of course, everybody is still encouraged to get the two-shot, you know, Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, you know, and to trust those. I mean, the health officials are pretty clear that these are very trustworthy vaccines. The incidence of side effects, you know, as you and I talked about before we got on the air here, is, you know, a lot of times you might have a kind of a low grade fever, you might have a sore arm for a day or so, you might kind of be knocked out by that second dose of the vaccine, but it's all for the greater good, for everybody to get vaccinated so we can reach herd immunity, so that everybody has the antibodies or has the vaccination to defeat this virus. So we're working on that story. And I'll have some stories from the county commissioners' weekly meeting this morning, and we'll go from there.
All right, there you go. Chronicle Telegram, ChronicleT.com, the places that you want to go. And yeah, the Johnson & Johnson stuff, very, very eye-opening here early in the week, and something a lot of people will have their eyes on. So we'll definitely be looking forward to that. All right, Dave, we'll close this interview out as we do each and every week here on the Local Beat. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, I'm going to give you another one from our Western Bureau here, from my buddy Mitchell Byers at the Boulder Daily Camera in Boulder, Colorado. Hashtag scanner for the win, quote, sending you a phone call about the lack of rabbits around the caller's house, unquote.
I'm sorry, a lack of rabbits, meaning there, like a dissatisfaction with the amount of rabbits there. Like, we need more rabbits,
there,
right? That's what they're asking for?
There were, on April 5th, not enough rabbits around this person's house, which necessitated a call to emergency service.
Oh, my. I'll tell you what, Dave, the Boulder Twitter account here, giving NEO Scan a run for its money. This is some entertaining stuff they give us out there. Wow. That is a new one. That is a new one for me, no doubt. Dave, thank you for joining me here on the Local Beat. I appreciate your time as always. Great insight as usual. We'll be on the lookout from the work you and your colleagues have coming our way in the Chronicle this week. Thanks again for joining me here today. Look forward to chatting again next week, Dave.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.